This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech say they've won permission for emergency use of their COVID-19 vaccine in Britain, the world's first coronavirus shot that's backed by rigorous science. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The green light allows Britain to become one of the first countries to begin vaccinating its population as it tries to curb Europe's deadliest outbreak. The Department of Health and Social Care says in a statement the vaccine will be made available across Britain from next week. Other countries aren't far behind, though. Regulators in the US and the EU are also vetting the Pfizer shot, along with a similar vaccine made by competitor Moderna. British regulators also are considering another shot made by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The European Union criticized Britain's rapid approval of Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine, saying its own procedure was more thorough after Britain became the first Western country to endorse a COVID-19 shot. The decision was made under an ultra-fast emergency approval process, which allowed the British drug regulators to temporarily authorized the vaccine only 10 days after it began examining data from large-scale trials. Britain's initial approval of Pfizer's vaccine should give Americans confidence as the drug maker next week moves further towards seeking U.S. approval. That, according to U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar. Azar told Fox Business Network, quote, for the American people, this should be very reassuring, quote, end quote, adding, quote, here we're going to let the FDA run through its process. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says President Donald Trump will sign coronavirus relief legislation proposed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, but U.S. Senate Democrat Leader Chuck Schumer rejected the latest Republican coronavirus aid plan. This is VOA News. Leading Hong Kong dissident Joshua Wong was jailed alongside two other young activists Wednesday for taking part in last year's huge democracy protests as the crackdown on Beijing's critics gathers pace. Wong was prosecuted alongside close friends and fellow campaigners Ivan Lam and Agnes Chow over a rally outside the police headquarters. The trio, some of the city's most visible and vocal critics of Beijing's rule, pleaded guilty to inciting an unlawful assembly and other charges. Quote, it's not the end of the fight, end quote, the 24-year-old said on Twitter in a message conveyed by lawyers shortly after sentencing. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is optimistic about striking a post-Brexit deal with the European Union, but ready for Britain to trade on new terms without one, a top aide said Wednesday. Johnson's press secretary told reporters, quote, he's optimistic, but he's also always said that he's confident and comfortable that we would be okay without a deal, end quote. U.S. President Donald Trump teases at a 2024 election run. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
At a White House holiday reception Tuesday night, President Donald Trump repeated his unproven allegations of election fraud while also hinting at a return to the campaign trail in 2024. Trump told attendees, we're trying to do another 4 years. Otherwise, I'll see you in 4 years. Video of the remarks was streamed live on Facebook by Pam Pollard, who was National Committee Woman for the Oklahoma GOP. The video showed dozens of people, many without masks, crammed into the cross hall of the White House state floor. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Four Ethiopian aid workers were killed in Tigray near the border with Eritrea last month during a war in the northern region, a humanitarian and a diplomatic source said Wednesday. The circumstances of their deaths were unclear, but they took place in one of four camps for Eritrean refugees, the sources told Reuters. There was no immediate comment from Ethiopia's government or the Tigray People's Liberation Front, the TPLF, whom it has been battling since November 4th. Ethiopia and the United Nations reached an agreement Wednesday to channel desperately needed humanitarian aid to the region. The pact, announced by UN officials, will allow aid workers access to government-controlled areas of Tigray, where federal troops have been battling the TPLF and captured the regional capital. Aid agencies had sounded the alarm about a growing humanitarian crisis and had been pressing for access after hundreds of foreign workers were forced to evacuate. Tropical cyclone Burevi slammed into Sri Lanka's eastern coast Wednesday night and was expected to damage coastal buildings and power lines as well as unleash flash floods. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.